Renzo Piano is the architect who designed the new Whitney Museum in New York, London's 87-floor Shard skyscraper. But a recent article in The Guardian tapped into his wisdom on how to build sandcastles, the best beachfront fort. Renzo Piano joins us now from his studio in Genoa, Italy. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Hello.
So how do you build the best sandcastle?
Well, first thing, you have to watch carefully where the waves come, because this is something very important. You don't make a sandcastle to fight against anybody. You just flirt with the waves. It's fundamentally about then digging a little ditch around a little mountain. Then you open a little door to the waves. Yeah. And this is where the fun starts.
You have four children, I gather. Did you show them how to make sandcastles?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But, you know, this is something you do up to when you are 12 years old. Then you stop. Then you start again when you are 60. No, it's true. It's true. I did my last one probably 1 week ago in Sardinia somewhere in a little,
really?
In a little beach, beautiful. And it's something totally useless, of course. You have to understand that. So otherwise, it's very frustrating. But it's quite nice because it's about capturing a moment when the water comes. And, of course, it's also about the old story of relationship between handmade and nature. Yeah. So I love nature immensely. But at the end of the day, the architect's job is to compete with nature. It's actually to make buildings. And if you are not clever, things don't stay up.
Well, I have to ask then, is there anything that you can learn out of building a sandcastle that you carry over into building 87-floor skyscrapers?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure, yes. For an architect to make something so easy, so playful like a sandcastle, it's about physical law. It's about intuition. It's about understanding at the end of the day. So I guess, yes, you learn. But making something so useless like the sandcastle, it teaches you a lot about the responsibility of making something that must remain for centuries. I don't want to become too romantic, but in some way, that's the real point. You know, making something that will only last half an hour, it's a kind of interesting opposite.
A change of pace for you, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's taking your time and enjoying life.
Renzo Piano speaking with us from his architectural studio in Genoa, Italy. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.